Hello and welcome to The Stooshy, the Scottish politics podcast from DC Thompson that helps you be better briefed. I'm Justin Bowie, and on this special episode we hear from survivors who went to Fernefe House in Angus, a residential school where young women were subjected to horrendous abuse. Survivors, most of whom were from Glasgow, are fighting for justice to this day and want access to the Scottish Government's redress scheme, which offers compensation to survivors of historic abuse from 2004 and earlier. They were in the Scottish Parliament today at Holyrood's Petitions Committee, which lets members of the public bring their requests and demands to their elected representatives. But it was a disappointing day for them as Deputy First Minister Shona Robison said she would not grant survivors access to the redress scheme because they were at Fernefe House for short-term stays and don't have any records to prove they were there. It's fair to say today's petitions committee was a somewhat heated session. Shona Robison faced some tough questions from MSPs on the committee, such as Tory MSPs Oliver Mundell and Maurice Golden, who are dismayed that survivors cannot access the scheme. She also faced plenty of criticism from her own party's MSP Fergus Ewing over the matter. All of this came while Fernefe House survivors were sat behind her, unable to believe what they were hearing. Plenty of audible groans and angry comments could be heard as the Deputy First Minister tried to give her reasoning. Women in attendance were also left angry at being told to cover up their T-shirts showing they are survivors, since clothing with messaging that can be deemed political is not allowed in the public gallery. Survivors say their T-shirts weren't political. They say they are just stating a fact that they survived the horrendous abuse they endured. Today we'll hear from four survivors: Marion Reid, Lynn Sheeran, Carol Robertson and Kelly Fox. They were all subjected to horrific abuse when they went to Fernefe House between 1965 and 1978. And it's fair to say they did not mince their words as they described their anger at the Scottish Government today. Before we get to the survivors though, here's a quick clip from Shona Robison outlining her decision.
Unfortunately, the absence of records means that Fernefe survivors, even if the eligibility criteria were to be changed, are unlikely to meet the evidential requirements of the scheme. For all of these reasons, I do not intend to change the eligibility criteria for the scheme. I recognise that the outcome of the inquiries will be disappointing to those survivors who seek redress.
I'm joined here by four Fernefe House survivors today. So would you like to tell us what Fernefe House was and what happened to you guys at Fernefe House?
Fernefe House was a residential school. It was gifted to Glasgow Council, our corporation back then, for young girls, Protestant girls, to go there for maybe like a 4-6 week holiday. If your mum and dad struggled with money or things like that and they didn't have enough money to take you on holiday, then you got to go there. While we were there, it was very regimental. We were abused sexually, physically, mentally. We get force-fed. We had all sorts of things happen to us. It wasn't the holiday that we were told that we were going on, and it was very scary.
Some of our listeners may have read past stories about Fernefe House and the Courier. So why are you guys here today? You have obviously been campaigning for justice for a while. So what is it that brings you to Holyrood today?
We just want to be heard. Again, we've been here before, and we'll keep coming until they hear us and take some action. So the more politicians we can get on board, the stronger our case is. So that's really why we're here, to be heard and seen, and we will not go away.
And of course, today, Shona Robison, the Deputy First Minister, was giving evidence at a committee hearing. Now, from being in that committee hearing, you guys were obviously not particularly happy with what she said. So if I go to you, Marion, what is it you want from the government, and why are you angry at Shona Robison today?
Why am I angry at Shona Robison today? Basically, I've never heard so much rubbish in all my life. They keep throwing out parents signed. Our parents didn't sign for us to go and be abused. Then they're thrown in convalescent. Some girls maybe went for convalescence, but that wasn't the only reason that kids were sent here. I'm angry at what she had to say today because it's a total flannel, and she's basically no interest in what happened. But she can sit there and basically say, we believe you, but then in the next breath, but we want proof. So we're not here to prove anything to Miss Robinson. That's not what we're here for. We're here to be listened to. And even the fact that we come here and told to no wear T-shirts is shocking. That in itself, it's not acceptable. I mean, we've been made to stay quiet all these years, not only in Fernethy. Every time we come here, it's don't do this, you don't applaud, you don't do anything. So what I've heard today isn't a surprise. Isn't a surprise because she's thinking in the purse strings. The bottom line is it's finance, and there are too many of us. But this proof element just isn't wash.
So obviously you guys are looking for to be given access to the redress scheme that the Scottish Government have for survivors of abuse. But of course, what Shona Robison said was that, number one, because you know the government say you can't offer proof, but also number two, because you were technically there on a short-term basis. I mean, there was a lot of anger around that idea that because you were there short-term, you know, it shouldn't really matter that, should it, however long you were there for. And there was a lot of anger around that.
Yeah, whether we were there 6 days, 6 hours, 6 years. We were there 6 weeks. Some of the girls were actually sent back more than once. But does it matter? 6 weeks of health, and the minute you went in that place, the minute you went in a door, till you come back 6 weeks later, it was just abuse, as Lynn said, physical, sexual, emotional, humiliated constantly. So what does it matter? Why are they throwing out this 6 weeks as short term?
There was obviously some strong comments from opposition MSPs and even, you know, SNP MSP Fergus Ewing to Shona Robison today. They were obviously quite unhappy as well. What were your thoughts on that, and what were your thoughts on the Deputy First Minister's responses to those MSPs?
We were happy with the responses from some of the MSPs. Shona Robison's reply was a whitewash. Again, we need proof. I would like her to see not 50-year-old, 60-year-old women sitting in front of her, but 5-year-olds, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old girls who were physically, mentally abused by the staff of Fernethy. Humiliated, standing naked, getting washed with a scrubbing brush to parts that you didn't even know existed at that age. And the job criteria was army trained staff for 5-year-old girls. Babies, we were babies when we went there, and we have carried this for 50 years. Marine put in a report in the Sunday Mail, and that's why we all came together, because we all thought it was just ourselves that this abuse was happening to. You weren't allowed to speak to any other girl there. It was like regiment. You came down the stairs marching. If you didn't eat, you didn't get leaving the table until you cleared your plate. You didn't clear your plate, which I did. I was sick, and I was force-fed my sick.
And Carol, how does it feel when Shona Robison uses that word, like, you know, holiday?
I mean, read what we have been saying. Yeah. We have gave police reports for 2.5 hours. The police said they believed us. Mm-hmm. Does the government believe us? No.
They keep saying we want proof. You need to prove it. So basically, how do we prove when we're 8 years old? Well, I was 8 years when I was there. But as I say, as Carol said, there we girls there that were five.
Yeah.
Now, these wee five-year-olds were taken to gentlemen parties, elite gentlemen here. Mm-hmm. And that is why it's because of who's involved that they don't want this coming out. I'm the same as Carol. I was force-fed my own vomit. I was beaten. I was humiliated. I actually came out for Fernethy with night terrors that I never had before I went in.
A lot of the women weren't bedwetters when they went, but they certainly were when they came home. There was all sorts of abuse that you could never even...
couldn't imagine.
You could not imagine. It was horrific. From when you arrived, you left your smile on the bus. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't even... I was there with my older sister. You weren't even allowed to speak to your elder siblings, if anybody was there. You weren't allowed to speak, which angers me coming here today, because we're still being silenced. Don't applaud, don't wear your T-shirts, don't do this, don't do that. Leave your banners at the door, which we had no intentions of holding any banners up in the petition room, but it's just control. Total control, and we're still being silenced.
Given the harrowing experiences that you guys have all endured, I mean, I might ask you, Kelly, when you find out, you know, how many people had suffered the same things that you had suffered, how many people were still living with this nightmare years later, how did it feel to know that there were so many other people out there that had been affected?
Well, I can give you an absolute cracker of an answer. The bottom line of it is, I knew it wasn't just me, because if you weren't being abused, you were watching everybody else being abused. So that was another way it controlled you. So even if you weren't being fed, your like fed until you were sick, and then being force-fed the vomit, you made sure that that never happened to you. So you were terrified, absolutely terrified. Don't wet the bed. And I wasn't a bedwetter when I went, and I wasn't a bedwetter when I came back. But I mean, I know a lot of the women have had stutters and nervous conditions, and, you know, it falls into your adult life. My kids were never out with my eyesight. I had, and if you speak to all of the women, 200 people in the group, and every one of the women will say it affected their relationship with their husbands, their friends, their children, because of what happened to us. And to go into a place where, you know, a Scottish government building, to be told that we can't wear a T-shirt that says a Fernethy survivor because it's a political statement, and a political building is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We're self-funded. So we're paying out our own pocket for T-shirts, banners, coaches, and we keep coming here and getting a brick wall.
If I ask yourself, Lynn, one of the things that Sean Robinson said today, obviously related to those lack of records, lack of evidence, which seem to have been destroyed by Glasgow City Council, how frustrating is it that one of the excuses the government seems to be giving you is essentially the fact that the council responsible for this just don't have the records? I mean, that must make you angry.
Very, very angry. Sean Robinson knows fine well that we don't have records. Mm-hmm. She knows fine well that there's nothing in my medical records. There's nothing in the Glasgow archives. There's just no traces. Or Fernethy. She's well aware of that, as is whoever's the one that's stopping us from getting any closer. Because every route that we go down, we get so far down that route, and then it's a brick wall for us. But that doesn't mean to say that we're going to stop. I were frustrated, and I were angry, and I, we want justice, but we will never, ever, ever stop until we'll still be here when they're not.
Shona Robinson mentioned that, you know, she argued the redress scheme is better than the one in England and Wales. She argued it was one of the best redress schemes in the world. That obviously made you guys particularly angry. I wonder how you felt about that, Carol, when you said that.
I wanted to go and walk out, because it's all right her saying the best in the world. We're not interested in the world. We're not interested in England. We're not interested in Wales. This was Glaswegian children who were physically, mentally abused in Fernethy. We had to write from a blackboard what they wrote to say that we were having fun and such a lovely time, and just lies. And if you didn't write what was on the board, you get slapped and your letter get put in the bin.
And if I could ask you, Marion, you have said to me that one of the things you want to see out of this is a public inquiry into this scandal. Tell me a bit about that. What would you hope to get from a public inquiry, and do you have any hope of getting one?
We have no hope of getting one, because we've been asking for one for, 4 years? Possibly with the help of Colin, maybe. Colin Smith. Can he push this along a wee bit for us? But the bottom line here is Shona Robinson controls the whole thing. So if she says no, no matter, we can go through all these, the support we had today was good, and that with the committee members, but the final say sits with Shona Robinson, who has the power, by the way. She has the power to change the redress for Fernethy women. Even if she did change it, my belief is if we even got so far, we wouldn't be accepted for redress, because this is what the day is. They say, but you no get this, you no get that. If you have this, then they'll put in another barrier. They try to be one step ahead of us, but we're well aware the amount of times we come here, what we're coming to. But the day was just utterly shocking.
Before Shona Robinson was dealing with this, it was the Deputy First Minister, John Swinney, that you had dealt with. It seemed like today, John Swinney obviously made no promises that you would definitely be included in the redress scheme, but it seemed like he made some vague allusions to the fact he might be able to help you. If I can ask you, Kelly, did you feel like today was almost a step back with what Shona Robinson said?
Well, I did ask if we could have a copy of the minutes from the meeting, because every time we go, I usually have a book, and I take my own minutes, and I've come without it today. So we've asked Lindsay if we could possibly get a copy of the minutes, because he did say that he would make sure that the Fernethy women were included in the redress. And can I just say, there's a lot of the Fernethy survivors are not interested in redress, but there are some women that's going to be the only thing that's open to them. And why not? Why should they not be treated the same as every other survivor? What's the difference?
And I guess it's also that sense of formal recognition. If you get redress, the government have then admitted that there was wrongdoing from, you know, Glasgow Council when you were sent here. There was wrongdoing at Fernethy. So, you know, I guess redress, Kelly, would then be something that just it's a step above an apology, isn't it? It's a sense of formal recognition for you.
Well, I think the thing is, it would allow some of the women to access counselling and different things. I mean, really, we're out there on our own. We are each other's counsellors. You know, I mean, you could go in the group and we could be having a right good laugh, and then there's another night where, you know, somebody's come on and it's really negative. So we PM each other and support each other, but there should be more, because there is for everything else. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that our need is greater than theirs, you know, but if you look at other groups of people, there's certainly a safety net. We don't have that.
And if I could ask you, Marianne, perhaps as a final question, what are your next steps? I mean, today is obviously quite disappointing for you. As campaigners, what are your next steps going to be?
Westminster is our next step. We actually brought that up when we met last week. We met, which again was a total farce. Scottish Government are not interested in Ferneithy and we're getting absolutely nowhere. So we did bring it up that we may well decide to go to Westminster and take it to Westminster, and then that we were told, but they'll not take anything to do with this. Only they'll only deal with historic abuse with England and Wales. But our answer to that is that's where we're aiming to go. That's where we're aiming to take this. We need to go higher than the Scottish Government, because the Scottish Government are just, what I see in the day is just left me, and I'm thinking, do you know what, Westminster.
That's our next. Scottish Government won't help us.
No.
Then we'll go further and we'll get Prime Minister.
And if we're not allowed to wear our T-shirts, we'll just do a streak all the way down Westminster.
Yeah. I mean, that the day was shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, how are these T-shirts
offensive?
How are these offensive? We are survivors. We're no victims. We're survivors. And that's why we're wearing the T-shirts. But to be told, can you cover up, please? Can you not applaud? Can you not make a noise? Can you? We're back to being eight, five, six. As Carol says, we're back to the wee girls who we've got to be quiet and we've got to behave and please don't do this and please don't do that. That's what the Scottish Government's about. That's what Parliament, I feel, is about. Control. Controlling. Not just for Ferneithy. I don't know what happens with everybody else. But from your point of view, it happens time and time again when we come to Parliament. We just get nowhere.
Well, one of the MPs gave us a good point today. Let's go to the Lord Advocate.
Yeah.
And see if they'll help us, because somebody really needs to help us. So if there's an MD out there who can, come aboard and help us girls get justice.
That was four of the Ferneithy House survivors: Marianne Reid, Lynn Sheeran, Kelly Fox and Carol Robertson, speaking about their campaign for justice. Thank you to them for joining us, along with producer Caroline White. We'll be back next week for more. Until then, pick up a paper or log on to the Press and Journal, The Courier, Sunday Post and all of our news brands, so that you can be better briefed.